USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday as the conflict between Israel and the Islamist terrorist group Hamas continues. During the call, Biden reiterating his strong support for Israel's right to defend itself against missile attacks from Hamas.
Republican Congressman Young Kim of California sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She tells Fox News,
Israel has been a long ally of the United States, and we have made commitments to defend Israel, and Israel has the right to defend itself against the rockets fired by Hamas targeting civilians.
Delta Airlines is requiring all new employees to get vaccinated against the virus that causes COVID-19, Delta being one of the first companies in the United States to mandate the shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Some retailers across the country are ditching their mask requirements.
Following the CDC's updated guidance on mask wearing, several national retailers are also changing their policies. Walmart, Costco, Publix, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's have all announced that wearing masks in their store will be optional for customers who are fully vaccinated, subject to local mandates. The stores are still asking those who are unvaccinated to continue to wear masks. The moves come after the CDC changed their guidance, saying that people who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks indoors, except in crowded settings and healthcare facilities. Even with the new mandates, some stores, like Home Depot, Kroger's, and Target, say they're leaving their mask requirements in place for now. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Rallies were held across the United States Saturday calling for an end to anti-Asian violence. A large group of demonstrators turned out in New York City and marched behind a United Against Hate banner. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The United States is once again engaged in a space race.
Russia and the United States are once again in another space race. This time, it's the first movie to be shot in outer space. The Russian space agency Roscosmos announced that it selected its crew to headline the film, which will be called Challenge. The movie will star actress Yulia Pereselt, who beat out hundreds for the role, and will be directed by Klim Shevchenko. The effort was announced last year, just after Tom Cruise and NASA announced their own collaboration to make a movie on the International Space Station. NASA says the projected production costs for the movie are around $200 million. Russia says their actors will undergo standard cosmonaut training and will take up two of the three seats aboard the October launch of the Russia Soyuz mission. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The mystery woman who bought a $26 million Super Lotto Plus ticket nearly 6 months ago put the ticket in the laundry and it was destroyed. That's according to the manager of the Norwalk, California gas station where it was sold. The California winner had until the end of the day on Thursday to claim the prize, which was purchased for the November 14, 2020 drawing from the ARCO AMPM in Los Angeles County. A manager at the store did say the woman is a local customer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.